Welcome to yet another episode of the Bro Duda podcast show, whatever you'd prefer to call it. I really do not fucking care. Today is Saturday, April 13th, 7 a.m. Tomorrow, Game of Thrones premieres. If you've never listened to us before, welcome. We are a podcast promoting free speech in an age where most people are being labeled bigots, racists, and sexists for merely thinking something is funny. Or cracking a fucking joke with their lads or their mates. And we are here to stomp that shit out. So, hear about everything in this episode of Bro Duda.
Stomp that shit out!
I seem returned to Bro Duda. Be forewarned that this show may contain foul language such as the word fuck or cunt. This show may offend you, you may call us bigots, but that is the beauty of free motherfucking speech.
Fuck it right in the pussy!
Who is it?
Yeah, is it another knock, bitch?
What the fuck is this shit?
Bruh.
Holy shit.
And we're back after a two-week hiatus, another episode of Bro Duda. This is like number 43 or something like that. How are you doing today?
Wait, two-week hiatus to who?
For all of us to actually physically meet up here. Oh. Not to the listeners.
Oh.
That's supposed to give away our secret that we record two every week.
That's a little studio magic behind the scenes that we're not supposed to tell everybody. We do that so we don't have to physically meet up every single week because
Steven's always going to Alabama Hills to visit his family.
Actually, it's Kentucky. Get it right. Gotta go pick me up a Winchester.
In the past 2 weeks, I think good amount has happened.
A lot of shit's happened in the world.
Good amount has happened.
A lot of fucked up bullshit.
Really? Fucked up? Like what?
I'm sure some fucked up shit's happened somewhere in the world.
Oh,
so every day.
So you're starting out the show as a pessimist, I see.
Yep.
Oh,
I mean,
real fucked up shit.
It's the way the media and social media makes it seem, you know? Always some bad shit going on. Especially the mainstream media.
What city do you live in?
Do we want to disclose that here on the podcast?
Do you live in a sanctuary city?
Do I live in a sanctuary city? I actually don't know if this is a sanctuary city or not. No. We live in the greater Los Angeles County area.
I'm willing to bet the city you live in is not a sanctuary city, so you do have something to rejoice and celebrate.
Hell yes, brother. They ain't sending them here, god damn it.
Because your lord and daddy, Trump, wants to send all them illegals to sanctuary cities.
Yeah, I think that's actually kind of funny because he couldn't get them to budge with the funding the border wall. So it's like, all right, you don't want to help me out with that. We're going to send them to your cities. And I don't know their reaction to this. Is the left kind of pissed off about
this? What does this mean, sending illegals to sanctuary cities? Incoming illegals? People who are already here?
Anyone that they've already caught. They're just going to, instead of sending them back to Mexico, they're going to send them to sanctuary cities, basically, is what I've kind of...
So if you get caught here illegally,
yeah,
they're going to ship you to a...
To a sanctuary city.
So I'm fucked. I live in a sanctuary city.
I'm kind of conflicted on this because I would think a shitload of immigrants are already in the sanctuary cities. I would say the bulk of them are because LA is a sanctuary city.
Right. So, right? But the point is he wants to, instead of deporting, the typical process would be holding and deporting. He would just send them to sanctuary cities, whether they just drop them off at a curbside. I'm not sure how that works, but what he's doing is he's trolling. I don't know if he's serious, but he's trolling because California governor like Gavin Newsom, representatives like Nancy Pelosi, they're all for sanctuary cities. There's this journalist, and he's trolling them. He's basically, I don't know if it's a bluff. It could be. You never know with Trump. You never know.
Yeah.
But you know Gavin and Nancy are like shaking in their boots right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Imagine.
Don't send him.
Oh, no. I don't know which district Nancy Pelosi's district is, but I was reading that he they would drop off illegals specifically in her district. But that reminds me of a
ultimate troll,
a journalist named Laura Loomer. She's one of the infamous journalists that are banned on Twitter, but she's still on Instagram. But she's been, it's pretty crazy, kind of scary what they've been doing with journalists. And it, and I've noticed the pattern of these things happening to right-leaning journalists, right-leaning political pundits. So Laura Loomer, she has, what's that? Is it, oh no, it's Patreon. She's been banned off Patreon, so she can't accept money for...
Didn't Jordan Peterson get banned on Patreon?
Yeah. And they, so Jordan Peterson and Dave Rubin have promised, oh, we're going to build our own, but nothing's come to fruition yet.
Yeah.
So who knows? I don't know. I think it's a lot harder than they thought. But so Laura Loomer, she's a journalist, and sometime last year, there's videos on it online. We'll link it. She put a sombrero on. She picked up some illegal immigrants, like three of them, and she went over to Gavin's house and Nancy Pelosi's house too. Two different videos, two different times.
Yeah.
And she basically jumped their fence with them, and were trying to get in the house, and they weren't breaking anything. They were just like, "Hey, Gavin, we want to come in. Where are you?" She's basically making the point. So Gavin always saying, "Oh, everyone's welcome here, Nancy. We're all welcome here." So Laura Loomer is like, "Okay, you know, you have walls around your house. You don't want a wall around our country, but you have walls around your house. Okay, well, we'll act like it. I'll bring some illegal immigrants. We'll scale your wall and try to get in your house. See how you like it."
Yeah.
Of course, they didn't come out, and of course, they called the police, and of course, the police came and hauled them away.
So they're hypocrites.
Exactly. Proving her point. It was pretty interesting, her idea. I don't think I'd have the balls to do that. She was wearing a sombrero and what are those things called where you put it over your
a poncho?
Oh yeah, there you go. A poncho. Well, we'll link it there.
Thank you, Juan, our expert on Mexican affairs.
Yes.
For the podcast.
Hispanic culture. But yeah, that was Laura Loomer and proving again the Democrats' hypocrisy, or at least Gavin and Nancy Pelosi. But what would you do if you just see you're walking down the street, or you're driving and you see a bus, an ICE bus, just a whole bus full of illegal immigrants coming out and throwing them on the streets?
Get the Winchester.
I don't know what I would do, to be honest. I'd be like, that,
hypothetically speaking, would that count as murder? Because technically, you're killing a non-citizen of America.
Someone has to be a citizen to be.
Does the same rule? Really?
I don't think so. I think it's just a person killing another person. a human killing another human.
No, they're illegal aliens.
They're not human.
They're undocumented workers.
What would you do, Tyler?
What would I do if I saw a bus just pull right up in front of me?
Like right across where those that train cross section. You're going home. Oh, shit.
I mean, I would just probably be flabbergasted. I'd be like, "What the fuck is this bullshit?"
Nice word drop.
The whitest fucking
flabbergasted.
I'd be flabbergasted.
What is this?
What in the haberdashery?
What in tarnation is going on down here?
My goodness.
Never seen a city.
Joshua, do you see this?
This is the brownest day I've ever seen around here.
I don't really know what I would do. It'd be hard to say. I've never experienced that.
You would accept it?
I would. I don't know.
As the Browns overrun your country?
I mean, if that's what Trump wants to do and that's what they start doing, what am I going to do?
You point them in the direction to the nearest Home Depot.
Yeah. That's what you do. I'll be like, Mexico is about 200 miles south that way. You're dropping them off in the wrong part of town.
It's quite, I think Juan can back me up here. It's quite unique being a Mexican American. Because as Selena's, remember, have you ever seen the movie Selena?
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I was gonna. Are you even Hispanic if you've never seen the movie Selena?
I know
Steven hasn't.
I've seen the movie.
Oh, Sanchez, baby.
Numerous times.
That leaves me to be the only one that's never seen it.
Oh, of course. Typical. Selena's dad. Well, who was the actor? I forgot. Is it Emilio something? He has a quote in that movie. He says, "We're not being a Mexican American is hard because we have to be more Mexican than the Mexicans and more American than the Americans. But you end up not being, you know, good enough for either of them," which is kind of true because, I mean, it's not like some struggle. It's like, oh, my life's so hard. But you think about it. So me being Hispanic or of Hispanic descendants. I was going to say I lost my train of thought because Stephen fucking got up. Oh, yeah. So I don't know. Juan knows more Spanish than I do. I don't know really any Spanish. But if I were to run into a Mexican-American who knows Spanish, you know, the kind that are fluent in Spanish and English.
They would talk shit about you.
They would talk shit about me, yeah. Call me a weto or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, which boggles my mind because I used to work at a store with my buddy Jason, and he's in your position. He knew a little bit more Spanish than you. Mm-hmm. He could carry on a conversation like very broken Spanish, like Spanglish, I guess you could call it. Like every third word would be in Spanish or some shit like that. And he would come back to the register and he'd be like, "They're talking shit about me right now." And I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "Because I'm not a real Mexican or some shit like that." And it just boggles my mind because it's like, if you're going to talk shit about somebody up here that doesn't know how to speak Spanish and they're not a real Mexican, and you're so proud of Mexico, you find fucking Mexican flags on the back of your truck or whatever, then fucking go back. If it's that fucking great, because it's Tyler. Better.
Tyler, how dare you tell Mexicans to go back to your... Play that clip right there. You already know what it is. Oh, come on.
Waiting for it.
Looking for it.
He's looking for the clip.
I have no clue where it is.
All right, forget it.
Looking for the Dave Chappelle clip. Can't understand you. Go back to your country.
Is it still on?
Okay,
here?
No. He said it already. Okay, Juan. What's your experience on this?
With what? Haven't been paying attention.
What the fuck? All right, moving on.
Well, I mean, do I have a point? If Mexico is so fucking great and you're proud as fuck to be from Mexico, there's nothing wrong with that. And you're going to talk shit about Mexican Americans that don't know how to speak fluent English, then why the fuck are you here? Because it's better. It's not a shithole.
Mm-hmm. It's better. Some will say that's racist.
I don't say know. It's racist all they want. I've been to Mexico twice, and both times I went down there, I got fucking sick as fuck because
the food's weak different. Immune system, fucking boy.
Water's dirty. Oh, don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. It's like, it's a really? Fucking shithole. Unless you go to Cabo or any of the tourist locations.
Where did you go?
I went to Cabo, Rosarito, both times.
Oh, okay. I don't.
I don't even remember how far down it is, but. Past Tijuana, I know that.
Yeah, some will say that's racist, but I would not agree with them.
What's racist?
That Mexico is a shithole and America's better.
I would be willing to bet that people that say that's racist have never been to Mexico and they've never been to the parts of Mexico.
People who actually say that's or who don't agree with that?
Dude, okay.
Yeah, they would think
I won't name any names.
I mean, I'm sure Mexico has beautiful places.
It does.
Yeah. I won't name any names.
Doesn't mean it's not a shithole.
Because it's someone we personally know. But on Twitter, they blocked me because I had said Mexico was a shithole.
I know who you're talking about.
They banned me. At first, they're like, "Don't you ever talk about Mexico like that again." I was like, why? I can say whatever I want.
To be fair, there's a lot of places in America that are shitholes.
Yeah, there's absolutely.
But it's definitely better.
Yeah.
In America.
I'd rather live in Detroit than live in
I'd rather live in the worst place in America than
the worst place in Mexico.
Oh, then not even the worst place.
Yeah, like
that's true only because at least you know what your would-be murderers are saying before they murder you.
That's true.
Where in Mexico, there's like, what the fuck are they saying? Holy shit. That's more scary.
Yeah, and you can't get harassed by the cops. I mean, you can get harassed by the cops up here, but they're not going to fucking come up to you speaking a language you don't even know and try to
less corruption
get 50 bucks out of you or
less
some
police
shit.
Corruption.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really happen, I don't think.
Yeah, that, I mean, maybe, but
not like that. I mean, I'm sure there's corruption, but it's on a different level. Yeah. They're not just taking your money on the street, really. That's probably pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
despite
taking like drugs that they find and seize. I could see that, but that's a little different.
Yeah. The place we stayed at Mexico, Rosarito, we had a hotel, it was fairly nice, but it was literally right on the beach, and I don't know how much it would cost to rent a place like that here in the States, but I'm sure it'd be a lot more money than we paid down in Mexico. It was beautiful, but we drove through a lot of areas that were just fucking bad. It was for medical outreach too. My mom, she went with a church to do dental work, and their medical system down there is fucked. People were coming up with they looked terrible. It was bad.
What kind of medical system do they have?
No idea, but do they have anything at all? Because some of these people are just really, really fucking bad looking. Like they've never had their teeth cleaned.
Mexicans love soda. Sweet soda.
Oh yeah,
sweet
they're soda. The number one consumer of Coca-Cola on the entire planet.
Are they still number one? Jesus Christ.
They gotta be number one.
Wow. Well, the thing I don't like is when people say, like, if people were, it happened more so when we were younger, but they'd say, oh, you're whitewashed. It's like, what does that even fucking mean, whitewashed? It's like, I would prefer Americanized because.
Or just American?
Yeah, exactly. American, yeah.
Preach,
yeah,
there you go. American. You can't really be whitewashed if you're born and raised in
sorry,
America.
Sorry, I don't have an accent. Sorry, I don't know Spanish, so I'm whitewashed. Like. America is a bunch of different races put together. It's the pinnacle of Western civilization. It just happens to be English. English is like the number one language, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the world.
I've been called whitewashed by a Mexican.
Tell us the story, Juan.
I was at a party, a Mexican party. And there were some people that I didn't know. They were related somehow, but they were kind of making fun because I speak. To them, I speak like great English, you know. So they're like, "What?" And they didn't think that I could speak Spanish as well as I could. And they cracked a few jokes. And as soon as they noticed that I understood them, they're like, "Wait, oh shit! I thought he was straight up white, you know." But I mean, it's a cultural thing, I think, because you know, Tyler was saying that they were making fun of his friend for not speaking English. Right.
Oh yeah.
It's like that. Like I have been confronted by people because I mean a lot of people, if you haven't seen me, I could pass for a Middle Eastern or you know some sort of Armenian or something. Like my looks, I can pass as that. And I've had a woman from Jordan come up to me and start talking to me in her native language.
Oh shit!
And I was like. What are you saying? I don't understand you. You know, go back to your country.
I can't understand you.
There
go
it
back
is.
To your country, white power.
Yeah. So I said that, and then she basically she got mad at me and started like kind of. Yeah, it sounded like she was yelling at me, but in her language.
Jesus.
And I was like. Like, what? Why are you yelling at me? And she was like, how dare you not know your native language? No, I'm not, you know, Middle Eastern. Like, you think I'm from where you're from? I'm Mexican. And then she was like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm straight Mexican. She's like, oh, shit. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were from Jordan. I was like, no, I don't fucking know that.
And that's when you slap the shit out of her, right?
Jordan. Say,
back up, bitch.
So the most commonly spoken language in the world is Mandarin Chinese.
Oh.
Second is Spanish.
Oh.
English is third.
They're taking over.
Well, you got to think Spanish is all of South America, not just Mexico.
Yeah.
There's a lot of countries in South America, plus Spain.
Central America, too.
Yeah, Central America, South America, Spain. Might even be a few other countries.
Wow. What?
But it's pretty close. Spanish is barely above English.
Okay, then I guess English is the most common internationally.
I would think so, because I know there's a lot of countries that... People learn like Germany. Most European countries, I know they learn
English.
English
is a second language, yeah.
Yeah, they learn English in school. And
right.
Probably a lot of, probably in Japan, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. It's pretty close, though. Like, really close between Spanish and English.
So, that Jordanian woman, she said, how dare you not know the language of your own country? Or whatever she said that?
Yeah, native country.
See?
Walking past her... Jordanian, I'm just saying. Welcome back for a lot of fucking ethnicities.
Oh,
John? Got my Jordan jersey on too, representing.
Oh, see that's what I don't understand why I guess it's mostly Middle East. I mean, okay, to preserve culture, but if you come to, like you're saying, Tyler, similar to your sentiment, mm-hmm. if you come to America, it's for a reason. It's better.
Yeah.
If you're coming for a better life, it's because it's better. I mean, it's the same argument that how dare you? It's the same argument with Mexicans, well, Guatemalans, all that, all of South America coming over here illegally.
America.
Why do they want to come over here? Because it's better.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't want to risk their lives coming over here.
Yeah, the whole national pride thing, like, you're better than us when you come here because you're proud of the country you came from. It's like, yeah, you can be proud where you came from, but only to a certain extent. If you're going to move out of your native country to come here, obviously you're coming because it's fucking better. Chances are the country you're coming from is a shithole. And most of those countries down there, well, I wouldn't say most, but a good chunk of them are shitholes.
But how can you really be proud?
I would say most.
Yeah.
Can you? How dare you? That's racist, Steven. That's racist.
Give me a country that's probably not a shithole.
In South America?
In Central America.
Oh, Central America?
Nicaragua.
Is Venezuela Central American?
Ooh, I don't know. I think it is.
All I know is that comedy.
Is that your go-to, Venezuela? Like, what the for that?
It's a socialist paradise.
Got me there.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, but can you really be proud of where you came from, where you were born, if you had no choice in it? What's the definition of pride?
George Carlin has a great bit on that. He's like, how can you be proud to be Irish? You had no say in the matter whatsoever. You just were born in Ireland. He has a great bit on that. We should link it.
Venezuela's South America doesn't count.
Oh. It's like, I'm proud to be Mexican. I'm proud to be brown skinned. I didn't choose this.
I know.
This is what I was born with. You should be proud of your accomplishments. Be proud of setting goals and reaching them. Be proud of that. I don't understand white pride, black pride, even black pride. Why didn't you choose that?
No say in the matter whatsoever.
Right.
So it is kind
of
weird.
Being proud of a random act of chance. You were born a certain color, born a certain nationality. You had no say in the matter whatsoever. The only people who had say are your parents. They decided to fuck one night and then out popped you.
That's why we hit the lottery being born in America.
Absolutely. In Southern California, we hit the fuck. We got the golden ticket.
I don't know about some.
I mean, we have the best weather in the entire country. So I would say we got pretty lucky. By far.
Don't you like the cold better than the heat?
Yeah, but I mean, we don't have to deal with extreme shit ever, other than extreme heat in the summertime sometimes, but that's bearable.
I was going to say San Diego, but that's still Southern California.
Yeah, San Diego's
a little
nice.
Bit more moderate there. It doesn't get quite as hot. You know?
Yeah, it's real nice down
Mexico.
There.
A little too close to the border for me.
Close to Mexico.
Are they a sanctuary city?
I could see the Mexicans in the sights of my Winchester.
I could just see them hopping over that border wall before it's even built.
They're most likely, San Diego's most likely a sanctuary city.
Oh, I'm sure.
Most likely. If it's not, there's no amount of wall or anything that's going to, right next to the fucking, it's right there.
Wait, what city?
San Diego.
Oh, all right.
Writing in his notes, okay.
Right. Got my new churro spots.
Isn't it Texicali? Texicali is Texas. Mexicali.
Mexicali.
Mexicali. That's over by San Diego or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
South of there, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, but I think we discussed it before. you know, all the people that are against the border wall and all this stuff. There's a video of Mr. Will Witt from PragerU talking to Mexicans. They're saying, yeah, I think the wall would be good. Put up the wall.
Like or, in Mexico? Or Mexicans that are
yeah,
here?
I'm pretty sure it's in Mexicali. So it's like on the border. So he's talking to Mexicans and Mexican-Americans. They came over. And most of them were all for it.
That's weird. That's pretty totally against the mainstream narrative. This is terrible. Remember that video of, what was his name? He goes down there to the wall. And he's like recording a selfie video on his phone. He's like, and you can see here the border wall, nothing crazy going on, whatever.
Was it
Doug Acosta or something?
Dan Acosta?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, everything seems to be just fine down here. Nothing going on. No one trying to hop the wall. And it's like, you're trying to discredit the wall by saying everything that the wall is doing good. It's just kind of funny.
The wall's doing its job.
Yeah, the wall's doing its job. That was a hilarious video.
Tyler.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about this minimalist lifestyle you have going on here that you're attempting.
Well, I'm attempting right now to just declutter, get rid of shit.
What does that mean?
Basically living with only what you need. You know, there's a great documentary on Netflix called Minimalism. The guy that directed it, Matt Diavella, he has a YouTube channel. It's actually probably my favorite channel right now. He just talks about filmmaking, which I'm obviously interested in, and minimalism. Basically just getting rid of the shit other than the essentials that you need in your life. Like before, we had fucking 2 sets of utensils, literally like 100 fucking different things to choose from, 20 butter knives. I'm like, I never use a fucking butter knife ever. Why the fuck do we need all this shit out? It just creates more dishes, more time wasted. So
when you don't do the dishes for like 2 weeks, and then you're on that 20th butter knife.
Well, I don't use them at all. So I was like, I'm just going to leave one fucking butter knife in here. I put all the other shit way up high in the fucking cupboards. Shirts, clothes. I have shit in the closet that I hadn't worn since like high school. So.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I may have worn it a few times, but it all went to the Goodwill yesterday. Not all of it. A good fucking chunk of it went to the Goodwill. The guy there, I dropped off like one bag and he's like, oh, thanks. You want a receipt? And I was like, better buckle up, buddy. I got like 20 more fucking bags coming up into this bitch right now. So dropped off a lot of shit.
For your taxes.
Yeah. But I mean, you'd have to go there like every fucking day and get a receipt and for it to do any kind of a dent to meet your, to break.
How do they break that down?
I don't know. You'd have to like donate a car for it to really. What's the
donations?
Term? Yeah.
It's just brackets. Like how the first bracket is like anywhere from $1 to like $2,000.
Yeah, but your minimum deductible. Your minimum deductible? Like you have to donate a lot of shit, save a lot of receipts. If you don't break that threshold, then it's not going to save you any money anyways. So
it has
I don't
to,
donate
it has
enough.
To pass, yeah, it has to pass your standard deduction, which Trump doubled. Thank you very much. which is a good thing. But no, yeah. how does it work when you're getting receipts?
They just look
at
what
you... You have a bag of clothes. Yeah. They don't quickly look through it, okay?
No, they don't look through it, but if you told them you're dropping something off of special value, then you could be like, oh, there's a bag full of diamonds right there, you know? Like,
which Goodwill did you go to?
I just went to the one right down the street from my house.
There's one down the street from your house?
Yeah.
I got to visit it.
Yeah.
So you're going minimalist, you're decluttering.
Yeah.
What are the essentials?
Clothes.
Okay.
I mean, Matt DiVella, the guy that made the documentary.
Tell me, what are the essentials?
You got to have clothes, food, any kind of perishables. I don't mind buying that kind of shit, but I'm really not, like, I used to go out of my way to buy, like, shit for the house, like, put shit on the walls, hang stuff up, make it look nice and stuff. I thought, wall has to have a fucking poster on it. Every wall has to have a fucking picture on it, a frame on it. I got to hang this up on the wall. I got to buy this. I got to buy that. I got to go to IKEA and maximize every fucking space that I can. That corner can hold a nightstand right there, but this corner can also hold a nightstand. I need to pick this up, that up, this up. I'm like, fuck this. It just makes life more complicated than it needs to be. Without having all that shit, I could focus on the shit that it really matters to me, like the podcast. Starting a business.
Okay, but work. So the essentials are clothes, perishables, food. What are perishables? like
food, toothpaste, shampoo, soap, any kind of thing. That
now is a car necessity. You can always get a bike. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, buddy.
I'm not AOC over here. I ain't going to be making fucking green deals.
Yeah. Okay. Does, okay, whatever that guy's name is. Does that...
he's got a car.
Does he tie in your carbon footprint?
No, not at all.
Oh, are you a true minimalist?
Yeah, what a bigot. I still have a bed.
So I'm trying to figure it out. So you're going to have blank walls?
Well, for now, but honestly, I'm not worried about it. I have a few pictures and shit hanging up, but nothing crazy. I was going off the wall before, like, oh, I could fill up every fucking square inch of the wall with shit that I don't need.
Oh, okay. So you're giving away all that stuff?
Well, not all of it.
I'm trying to figure out how you're going to be living.
Well, like all my old video games, my old Xbox 360 games that I got when I was fucking 12, 13. I don't even remember how old I was. I still have a lot of those. And I'm going to save some of them, like Halo, Halo 2, all the fucking big ones, the really important ones. But all the other ones, I'm getting rid of.
Why? Has sentimental value.
Yeah, sentimental value. I'll save, like... my grandparents passed away, I don't know, a little over a year ago now, and I got a bunch of old film reels and stuff like that. I got a bunch of like old documents from them. I'll save that stuff because that's important, that I can never get those again if I get rid of them. So I'll save that.
It's like family history.
Exactly.
It's,
yeah,
it's a little different.
It's cool. It's really cool. And my grandpa's old camera, my mom's going to give me, it's like an old film camera. It looks like a box.
Brownie camera?
Yeah, it's called a Brownie something. I forgot what it's called. I'm going to save that. That's badass. And it's my grandpa's. You know, you could buy one online, but that one is my grandpa's. I'll save that. Some sentimental stuff, but really, already, I've just gotten rid of a lot of cups, a lot of silverware, a lot of Tupperware. I had so much fucking Tupperware. I had so much Tupperware. Because every time I'd go to a family member's house, oh, take some of this.
And your favorite thing in the world, towels.
Yeah, oh my fucking God, towels. Everyone and their mom just wanted me to have their towel collection for some reason.
What?
So many towels.
Really?
So many fucking towels.
Everyone just kept giving you towels?
Yeah, I mean, my dad's side, my grandpa passed away like less than a year ago. I got a bunch of towels because my grandma moved out.
Are you saying you just gave away family heirlooms?
The towels I gave away.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Those towels have probably been in your family for centuries.
No, not even. Centuries.
So what'd you do with that porn?
Oh, that. I can't get rid of that. That's I stashed that away, actually.
I think I've benefited the most from this minimalist lifestyle
living. Giving you all my old shit, all my old games.
I think I'm the opposite. I'm more of a...
maximalist?
A hoarder. I wouldn't call myself a
pack rat over there.
But I like shit. Like, I have like two... You know those little plastic pull-out things?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just filled with shit. Like, one's wires, one is power supplies, one is da-da-da-da. You never know when you're going to need it, okay?
That's what they all say.
Yeah. I know. I
got a whole bookshelf of video games.
Yeah.
I have a whole bookshelf of books.
That was me. I have a bunch of books still. But I had all these cables. You know, every time you buy anything, they give you, like, fucking three extra cables. You buy a computer part, they give you a fucking VGA cable, they give you a fucking... DVI cables. They give you all these extra fucking cables you're never going to need. I had a whole drawer just full of extra bullshit. I'm like, I haven't used these in ever. So fucking took them. Goodwill. The rest of the shit just went right into the trash. It feels good. I don't have to look for anything. Anytime I want to find something that I'm looking for, I know exactly where it is now. And I don't have to look through 100 other fucking things to get to it. So it saves time.
Interesting. Are any of you guys participating in the minimalist movement?
Kinda. I wouldn't say I'm a minimalist, but I'm definitely getting rid of a lot of shit and decluttering.
I haven't received anything from you. What's going on?
I've been selling everything.
Oh yeah,
made like
$1,500
bucks selling shit last week.
You've been selling
all
your camera shit.
All kinds of shit, dude.
Oh, nice.
All kinds of shit. Does feel good though. It's nice to get rid of everything. Like a bunch of shit I don't use. I don't need it. If I don't use it often. Get the fuck out of here. I just justify it.
True.
Find something in my
true.
Closet. I'm like, I should get rid of this. In the back of my head, I'm like, oh, no. I'm going to use this one day. I'm going to need
this.
No, I'm not.
That's true. That's That's I have that mentality. I used to have that mentality a lot more back when I was going fucking crazy buying Steam games. Games on Steam.
Oh, yeah. Digital games. Did you say you have over 2,000 games in your
library? And I played probably less than 1,000. But only because like a game would go on sale, or they'd be like a Humble Bundle sale. And I'm like, I still have a lot of games on my backlog, but when's the next time I'm going to see the price like this? Like, I'll get it. I'm going to buy it. I'll play it later. And it's the same mentality of all the way to 2,000 plus games, and I still haven't played them.
At least those aren't taking up space, though.
True. That's true. But now it's taking an ugly turn because now I am collecting physical games.
Yeah.
But actually, I have two bookcases. I mean, that's true. I can actually at least hand it down to my son if he's still into video games when he's older. Could be a family heirloom. Yeah,
but, I mean, I get that feeling. There's times where I want to collect things. It's cool to have a collection of stuff.
Yeah, I like collect. I think I don't know if I'm a hoarder or just a collect. I like collecting things.
Hoarder. I think hoarders collect anything and everything they come across.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
They don't want to.
You just got to keep it in check.
I like the idea
keep
of
it to a few things that you collect.
Yeah, yeah. I like
one
the
or two things.
I like the idea of collecting because it's like with anything. Take cameras for example. If you get into the world of collecting cameras, there's a whole new world. It's like, oh, this model is blah, 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 blah. This model is only made for this amount of time, and this model does this. And then if you go do trading cards, Magic the Gathering.
Trading cards are cool.
If you collect Magic the Gathering, there's a whole new world of that. Well, this series in this era, it's really interesting. I think it taps into my interest in history and my interest in collecting because it ties both of them together. Same thing with bows. You have a bow on your bed. That has a history. Oh, this was made by this this year. And it's also, you know, it opens up a whole new world of things you probably never would have even thought about. Everything.
That's exactly what a hoarder would say.
True. All right, Juan, I want to hear some real or fake news today. Cue the segment music that Tyler's going to make this time. I swear he is.
Right now is the time for real or fake news. No, I don't have anything ready.
No, but you're going to have it ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to have it ready. Yeah, you're totally going to hear it.
So I'm just going to read two short stories. And then instead of telling me which one is real, which one is fake, you just tell me for each story if it's a real story or a fake story.
Okay.
Wait, what?
So basically, one of them
is gonna read a story, and we'll all go around and say whether we think it's real or fake, and then he's gonna read the second one, and we'll do the same thing.
Yeah. So both of them could be fake.
One by one. Yeah.
Both of them could be fake. Both of them could be real.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
fucking retard.
Here's number one. Who? Title is "Who is leaving bowls of mashed potatoes around Jackson, Mississippi?" Residents of a neighborhood in Jackson, Mississippi are confused by bowls of mashed potatoes they're finding on their cars, porches, and mailboxes. Resident Jordan Lewis described the Belhaven neighborhood as a quirky one, with residents decorating road signs and putting Christmas trees in potholes. Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Hey, so there's a pothole in the street, they're just going to put a Christmas tree in it? It's fucking weird.
It's not deep enough.
Yeah, no, I'll go. No, so...
Wait, Steven's reading your screen right now.
So it's not like a news story. I wrote it down separately.
Okay. I can't read from here anyway.
It's because you just wrote it down because it's fake.
So basically people are leaving bowls of mashed potatoes all around town. And some people are getting worried. Some people think it's a joke. One guy thinks there's a more sinister message behind the potatoes. Like it could be somebody trying to poison animals, I guess. Poison the horses.
Potatoes animal or potatoes poisonous for animals?
No, like putting poison in it, you know, okay. For them to eat. But
like dogs can't eat chocolate, supposedly.
This is such a stupid story. I don't know why I picked it, but that's the point.
Bowls of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
That almost sounds believable.
So real or fake, Tyler? What do you think?
Fuck. The whole Christmas tree and the pothole thing, that was like, what the fuck?
It's an interesting detail, though.
Wait,
I shouldn't have said that detail.
Who threw that detail in? Does that make it real or fake?
I'm confused, though. It went from mashed potatoes to Christmas trees.
So that guy was basically saying, like, okay, it's understandable to find mashed potato bowls lying around town because this town is quirky and weird. It's so weird that they put Christmas trees in potholes.
They do random shit, basically. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's like, it's not that crazy. Oh,
okay.
This is in Jackson, Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that's real. That doesn't sound that far-fetched. I mean, maybe they're on some meth or some shit, leaving some bowls of potatoes. I'll say it's real.
Fake.
Fake. So we got real, fake, and then Andrew. Steven.
I'm going to go with... This is a tough one.
That is a tough one.
It's a lot of... like, so who's baking a shit ton of potatoes?
I mean, how many bowls? Go with fake.
How many fucking bowls are we talking about? Are you talking about, like... This is an everyday problem. God damn it. Another bowl of potatoes. It's like thousands of bowls.
Watch. Tyler's going to be right.
You said fake?
Fake.
All right. This one is real.
Oh my God.
Quack power.
Sounds like something Cletus would do.
What? So did they get to the bottom of it? They still don't know who.
No, they don't know who.
Someone has too much time on their hands to waste.
Yeah. I mean, too many Mississippi.
Potatoes.
In Mississippi.
Somebody's going to Costco and buying them bitches in bulk.
Oh, that's a good idea, putting Christmas trees in potholes, because potholes...
You avoid them?
...are a ridiculous problem, especially here in Southern California.
Yeah, they are pretty bad sometimes.
Oh, my God.
I never have any issues with potholes.
Just coming here... Well,
you live
here.
In Pomona, though.
Just coming here on the 71, and then I go to the 7157 and Via Verde off-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
That off ramp right there, when I'm going off of the 57 to Via Verde, it must have been a new pothole, but I ran over it, I didn't see it. Boom, it was a hard one. I was like, holy shit. But
in the bourbon,
imagine if there's a tree there, though. You're dead.
Huh?
Hit a tree.
Yeah, the tree's there, you'll avoid it. You'll see the tree, you'll be like, oh, there's a pothole here. That's safety first, right there.
Be a bunch of people playing Mario Kart in Pomona, just swerving.
Juan's instinct when he sees the tree. Oh shit! I'm dead. Yeah. I'm gonna die.
No, speed up! Fucking Grinch over here trying to take out.
I mean,
Christmas
if you're
trees.
Like on the 71 freeway and you just see a couple of trees in the road, like where the fuck are you supposed to go? It's a 2-lane highway.
I mean, Christmas trees aren't that strong. I mean, if you were to hit one in a truck, that bitch is just going to roll
right up. Good old American Chevy.
You're going to roll right over that bitch.
I still don't understand that Christmas tree part, because potholes are not that deep.
He's just saying they stick them in there.
But
not like
is,
all the way. They're just in the
pothole. This is in Mississippi,
this
right?
This is in Mississippi. Yeah.
You don't know how deep the pothole's going in Mississippi, all right?
I mean,
that's another business idea.
Do they even have electricity yet?
Business idea number 63 on BroDuder. That's manifested on BroDuder.
What?
Pothole refilling service.
Like a private road company?
Yes.
My road.
But Caltrans has the corner, or is it Caltrans?
That's a California one.
They pretty much, plus Union.
Do they do the roads?
Plus government. I don't
guess
no one does the roads.
Yeah.
But imagine.
Covina has pretty shitty roads.
Dude.
San Dimas isn't bad, though.
Dude. Yeah. The closer you get to LA, the more potholes.
Makes sense.
Well, there's more people driving.
More roads, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Money, money, money for these pothole fillers. But how would you... I'd imagine it's... You got who you know politically. If you know the governor, you know the mayor. Da, da, da. But even then, even if the governor wanted to do something, you got to fight against Caltrans, the unions, money.
That's just... Corrupt. Logistically, that's just a nightmare, too, because you have to close down the road, you know, have all this
But imagine if it's private.
Tone it off, have a cop there, all this shit.
Imagine if it's a private company. They can do it efficiently because they want to get it done. They want to fill up the most potholes.
I agree. I'm just saying, if you're that company, there's a lot of headaches to go through to do all that. Contracts to shut down the road, when to shut it down. You have to be jumping through fucking hoops.
Mm, true.
Shutting down a street around here is not easy.
Okay, what's the next story?
So Tyler's the winner on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Damn right. Wow, what do I get?
It is from his home country in Mississippi.
Country?
I mean, on this glorious flat earth.
Glorious. All right, what's the next one?
Now I'm having doubts about this story now.
Just read it.
Wait, so...
Where the hell did you find that first story?
I can't tell you.
That headline made me think it's got to be fake, because what kind of headline is that? Who's leaving mashed potatoes on the street?
Everything about that story made me think it was fake.
I know.
Again,
if it wasn't Florida and not Mississippi, I would have believed it. I'd have been like, that's real for sure. If you say anything's real that happens in Florida.
Yeah, true. Seriously.
If you got that from Huffington Post or CNN, then it's fake.
No, it wasn't from that.
That's when you type in bowls of mashed potatoes, the first thing that comes up is Mississippi. In Mississippi.
All right, second story.
Okay, this might be dumber. All right, let's see. Doctors discover 4 bees in woman's left eye living off her tears.
Fucking fake. Keep going. I want to hear this.
It sounds unbelievable, but doctors in Taiwan have removed 4 bees embedded in a woman's left eye. Taiwan, oh shit. A 29-year-old patient went to Fuyin University Hospital last month because of severe pain in the eye, or in that eye. Doctors discovered the tiny bees feeding off the moisture in her tear ducts, according to Business Insider Singapore. Under the microscope, I slowly pulled them out one after another. Oh, I can't read that word. Whatever that Dr. Hung Chi Ting said at a press conference last week.
Hung Chi Ching?
Yeah.
Hung Chi Ching.
Why are you laughing? That's his name, Tyler.
That's just a fucking weird ass name.
The patient who was only identified by her last name, he as in like H-E grenade. Said the ordeal that's began the when she was plucking weeds around a gravestone. She said she rinsed what she thought was sand from her eyes, but the left eye was heavily swollen by the time she got home a few hours later, so she went to the hospital.
It sounds like she went to the hospital.
I'm gonna go with fake on this one.
I'm going with fake on this one too.
Ooh, there's a lot of detail in that.
There is a lot of detail. I like that.
There's more too. I'm not gonna read it.
I don't know. I mean, is there such thing as microscopic bees that you need a microscope to see?
Google
that. Like what?
Live off of
tears?
Salty water.
Can you live off of tears? Is that actual water source?
The bees that hung removed were alive. They were
alive.
Let me reread that. The bees that hung removed were alive. They were colloquially known as sweat bees because they feed on sweat and tears from humans and animals.
I've never heard of sweat bees.
Save the sweat bees. Fake. I'm still going with fake.
Save the sweat bees. Oh, shit. I'll be contrarian and say real.
Tyler?
I'm going with fake already.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The story is real.
Oh my God.
Taiwan.
Fucking Taiwan. I'm never going to Taiwan. Fuck that. Fuck? Microscopic, sweat-eating, tear-eating fucking bees living in your eye.
Where did you get that story from?
I don't know. Again.
We need sources. Why?
Yeah, if you don't have sources, then they're fake, damn it. Fake news.
We need sources.
BBC. I'm guessing BBC.
Inside Holy edition shit. Right here. 4 bees found living in woman's eye, feeding on her tears.
What? What year was this?
You are fake news.
Posted 9:25 a.m. Oh April 12th. This was just, yesterday?
Dude, what?
That's crazy.
I was right. Thank you. I am. What was my score last time? Did I win?
You failed.
Last story or last episode? I don't remember.
This bitch is fucking crazy. I clicked on that story, the 4 bees in this bitch's eye, and then this fucking other story comes up. Woman takes maternity photo shoot with 20,000 bees all over her baby bump.
Sounds dangerous.
That's
a good way to kill your baby and yourself.
I know. What the fuck?
Microscopic bees, wow.
Microscopic sweat bees.
That sounds like some fucking Sharknado shit. Fucking microscopic
sweat bees.
Dr.
That live
Hung
off of your...
Cheating.
Hung Chi Ting.
Hung Chi Ting. I wonder if bees hung.
Dr. Hung? Fuck.
All right. I want to end it with some Game of Thrones talk.
Okay.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones today.
This episode's never going to end.
Well, today's the 13th, so the season premiere of season 8 will be tomorrow.
So. Excuse me, if you're going to talk about Game of Thrones, please do it in character.
Game of Thrones, pass me my water, cunt.
Okay, let's do a vote.
Fetch
right
me
now.
A goblet of wine. You're free.
Let's do a vote right now. I think me and Tyler are caught up. Are you guys caught up?
Not even close.
Yep.
Oh, why are you caught up? All right, okay.
What's caught up?
You can vote anyways.
I've seen half of first season.
Okay, you can vote anyways. Just throw a name out there. Okay, let's vote. Who will take the throne at the end of the by the end of the season?
Spoiler alert. So if you're not caught up. No, I'm saying if you're not caught up.
Okay, go ahead.
Then you'd want
to
tune out.
Wait, if you're not caught up to season what?
If you're not caught up through season 7 and ready to watch season 8.
Wait, hold on. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So Jon and Daenerys fucked at the end of last season. I think somehow she's going to have the baby. I think John's probably going to die. Oh. I don't know. I want to say that he's not going to die. Oh, I just think he's... I don't know who's going to end up on the Iron Throne. I think what's likely to happen if John doesn't die is that John and Daenerys are going to like co-rule on the throne. And Tyrion will be the advisor. That's what everyone wants
to
happen.
I was going to say that. But that's too perfect.
That is too perfect. I think John and Daenerys will both probably die. And then Tyrion will...
Before her baby's born?
No, not before her baby's born. So maybe she'll die during childbirth, and John will die on the field of battle. Oh, we have to do this in character. John will die on the field of battle, and Daenerys will die during childbirth.
What?
And then Tyrion will rule, and then the baby will grow up.
You think Tyrion will take the throne?
I don't know.
You got to decide right now. Who will take the throne?
It's a fucking tough choice. It's a tough one. I want to go with something off the wall, like like nobody's going to take the throne or
Davos,
some shit.
Sansa.
Fuck that. I think Sansa will probably die too.
What?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to fucking die this season.
Arya will take the throne.
Maybe. That's probably more plausible than a lot of other theories.
No, I'm going to call. I'll say I'm just going to go with Jon Snow. Jon Snow will take the throne.
He's the obvious choice. But I mean, up through every season, you pretty much never get what you want. I mean, a few times you get...
Just make a damn decision.
Do you think the dragons will die?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Oh, I think two will die, including the blue dragon, ice dragon. Okay, who's taking the throne, Tyler? Quick.
I'll say Jon.
Oh, my God.
I'll say Jon, too.
Juan,
it's the obvious choice.
Yeah, I'll say Jon. I think Daenerys will die. Jon will take over, and he'll be able to tame the dragons because he has that blood in him.
Well, he's definitely going to tame the one of the dragons. So he can ride it, I think. But
Steven, who's taking the throne?
John.
You heard her here first, folks.
Maybe Hodor. And
you idiot,
undead Hodor. Oh.
I wonder if Hodor is going to come back as an undead guy.
Imagine Hodor.
Hold the wall.
Okay, so you heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, folks. Bro Duder Podcast is all for Jon Snow. We will stay tuned, and we will see on this season, the last final season of Game of Thrones.
Comment who you think is going to take the throne. See those comments.
I know.
See what the nation thinks. Let the people speak.
Bro Duder Nation.
And with that, T-Fag.
This has been yet another episode of Bro Duder Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, hit the like button, the share button, subscribe, rate it on iTunes. Tell your friends about us. Tell your family about us. With that said, we will catch you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Bro Duder. We will catch you guys in the next one. Oh, and one more thing. Fuck you.